Bible tells us that there is a coming new world order with a one world government led by Satan. How did this come to be, and what will it do?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about the synagogue of Satan, mentioned in Revelations chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9. In our previous discussions, we mentioned that the synagogue of Satan originated in Babylon during the captivity of the Judeans, and that during that time in Babylon, they took on many of the Babylonian doctrines and practices, mixing them with the things of God, the Pharisees and the Sadducees being the main proponents, lording themselves over the people, developing doctrines of men and traditions of men, incorporating Babylonian magic and sorcery into it also, and from that rose the Talmud, the Zohar, and the Kabbalah, all occultist writings with elitist ideas, from which came the idea of a Jewish nationalism and a Jewish culture, whereas previously the Hebrews identified with their own Semitic culture and knew that their religion was Torah, not Talmud. You see, Jesus warned about those who call themselves Jews, and he says, and they are not. Why? Because they forsook Torah in favor of Talmud and the other writings. Doctrines of men, Jesus called this when he condemned the Talmud in Mark chapter 7. And so, if we study the history, and you're welcome to do this on your own, you can document it very easily, even on the internet. If we study the history of what happened to the Jews in Babylon, what we discover is that when they were released and went back to Israel, the idea of a Jewish nationalism developed. After the diaspora, the driving out of the Jews from Israel to all the nations of the world, that idea of Jewish nationalism seeded the concept of Zionism, a national Jewish state and a national Jewish culture. Except for one thing, the Zionists were atheists. They weren't Jews at all. To this day, they're not Jews. Why do I say that? Because, by definition, a Jew is one who is Torah true, faithful to Torah alone. The revelation of God alone, not revelation of men. Not what man says God says, but what God says about himself, Torah. And so, today we have Orthodox Jews worldwide opposed to the Zionist regime that operates the nation of Israel. Why? Because it's the same Zionism that gave rise to the New World Order. Through whom? Through Nathan Rothschild, a supposed Jew who was in actuality an atheist Zionist, who recruited Adam Weishaupt, a Jew who became a convert to Catholicism and a Catholic priest, then forsook his priesthood to join Rothschild in writing the Protocols of Zion, which really do exist and are real, and are the world plan for the New World Order. The New World Order will be instituted by the World Banks through their front organization, the Illuminati, or the Enlightened Ones, and in turn their agents, the Club of Rome, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger Group, among others, all of whom are descendants, the members of whom are descendants of the original Illuminati members. And they have an agenda. And that agenda is world enslavement. Why? Because if one traces the origins of this elite thinking back to Talmud, one can easily see that in the Talmud, the men who wrote that writing taught the people in Babylonian captivity through the oral tradition that Jews alone were human, and everyone else was cattle. The Talmud actually says that. You can look it up yourself. But you see, the Talmud is not a divinely inspired writing. Only Torah is. That's why Orthodox Jews and many other Jews oppose it, and oppose Zionism. The true Jew understands that the exile out of Israel in 70 AD, when the Romans attacked Israel and drove them out, was God-ordained, and that they were to stay in exile until Messiah came and led them back into Israel and instructed them in divine service. See, the reality is there isn't supposed to be an Israel yet because Messiah hasn't come. The true Jew knows that, and the true Jew respects that because they believe that their exile was ordained by God, and that man cannot hurry up the restoration of Israel into a nation, but the Zionists did through the League of Nations. And they have a further agenda because they believe that they are elite and destined to rule the world. They have created over the centuries the Illuminati, the New World Order, and the Protocols of Zion to enslave mankind, telling mankind what is best for them. Peter, by the Holy Spirit, in 2 Peter 2, 1-3, speaks of these people. He says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. But have hope, folks, for in verse 9 it says, "The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of testings, and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished." You see, God has a plan. God will vindicate his people. God will deliver his people from the hands of the enemy. In 2 Peter 2, verse 10, it continues, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities." In verse 12, it says, "But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children." You see, God has a prescription for those of the New World Order, the Illuminati, the occult organizations. Why? Because they operate through deception. They will plan to take over the world. And how will they do this? Well, the answer to that is very simple. It's mind control, folks. How do they do the mind control? How will they form you, make you, mold you, and break you into thinking and believing what they want you to think, what they want you to believe, what they want your children to believe? They attack on every level. And what they use is the media. What you read in magazines, what you read in newspapers, what you see on television, what children see in cartoons, what young adults see in science fiction, what adults see in high drama, all of which have subliminal messages built into them for the purpose of indoctrinating into the New World Order, New Age concepts, one world government, one world religion, one world monetary system, globalized thinking, globalized organization, rebellion against any authority that is contrary to globalization. The means by which they use this media and these techniques is called predictive programming. And predictive programming has certain goals. The first, sexualizing children and young adults with subliminal sexual messages in cartoons and movies. Even putting in those cartoons and movies New Age symbols and Illuminati symbols. You see, here's how they do it. Predictive programming uses inculcation, that is, subtle, slow teaching, using repetitive ideas, repetitive words, or subliminal images repeatedly, in order to get the person to passively receive them in his mind. With this, they are able to inculcate or teach even little children sociopathic sensitization toward social mores and morals, sexualizing them in young adults to take interest in sexual activity at an age when they don't have the maturity to handle it. What else do they do with this type of predictive programming through repetition of words, ideas, images? Gender blurring, that's number two. What else? Parental alienation, which leads to rebellion. That's predictive programming number three. And number four, conditioning children to regard parents and authority figures as suspect. You see, they want children and young adults to trust only the government and the New World Order. 5. Desensitization to witchcraft and magic and occult practices. That's what Harry Potter programming is all about. It's a form of predictive programming. You see, if you repeat something often enough and passively get children or young adults to accept it, it will be incorporated into their mind where they won't forget about it, where it will have an effect on their soul life, their mind. It will have an effect to get them to accept this programming, which will serve the purposes of the New World Order. But it'll do another thing, folks. It will enslave all who do not discern what they are being subjected to. Predictive programming goal number 6, dumbing down, inducing passivity, not only doing it by means of inculcation or teaching, but even by means of chemicals. That's what chemtrails are all about. That's what fluoride in water and toothpaste is all about. Hitler could not have come to power if he had not dumbed down the German people by fluoridating their water. Germany was one of the earliest nations, one of the first nations to use fluoride in water. And the purpose is because the fluoride ion is known to dumb down the activity of the brain. Watch your toothpaste, folks. Number 7, they want reduction of intellectual performance of children and young adults. Ever wonder why the schools are falling apart and kids are learning worthless information and can't perform? Well, the reason is because they have control of all the school systems. They have control of the curriculum. And what they're doing is they are purposely and intentionally dumbing down the children using these same techniques in the school systems so that these children will not learn. It's a conspiracy. You don't believe in conspiracy? Do your homework. Read the Protocols of Zion. They're too perfectly organized to be made up because we see it coming to pass all around us. Res ipsa loquitur in Latin. The thing speaks for itself. Number 8, they want denationalization in favor of globalization. And number 9, they want submission and trust of the process of futurism and globalization. Predictive programming number 10, they want eventual total enslavement to the New World Order. Number 11, they are determined to crush all opposition by force. Number 12, they will achieve their end by economic communism and the police state. And number 13, just as they have been behind all of the wars in the world since 1789, they will continue in their purposeful and intentional promotion of lawlessness and violence as a justification to impose martial law and the police state. They work by dividing and conquering. And the 14th principle of predictive programming is that they will promote war to create desperation for world peace and a new world order. You see, if they can make purposely and intentionally all the nations go bankrupt and create anarchy and lawlessness and violence worldwide, they can bring their man on the earth, Antichrist, to power, who will say to all of the nations, "Hey, follow me, I can solve your problems." But they can't do it unless they make all the nations desperate enough. All of these things, folks, are called predictive programming. So what do they want to do? In summary, they want to sexualize your children. They want to blur their gender. They want parental alienation. They want to condition the children to regard parents and authority figures as suspect. They want to desensitize children and young adults to witchcraft, magic, and occult practices. They want to dumb down all the populations of the world so that they will be easily enslaved. They want to reduce intellectual performance of children and young adults so they can't think for themselves. They want denationalization of all nations in favor of globalization. They want you and everyone else to submit and trust in the process of futurism and globalization. They want eventual total enslavement to the New World Order. They want to crush all opposition by force. They want to bring in economic communism in the police state. They want to promote lawlessness intentionally to justify imposition of martial law and a police state, and they want to promote war to create desperation for world peace by a new world order. This is their agenda, folks. So far, they're succeeding very well. Is there an answer to this? Yes, there is. And the answer is that prayer changes things. The answer is Jesus Christ himself, who will come to destroy them. You see, their judgment is even written about. These are the elitists, the rich men of the world, that control the world banks and the governments financially. They will bring in economic communism worldwide. But the Holy Spirit, through James, has something to say to them. In James chapter 5, verse 1-8, we read, "Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come on you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is corroded, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cry of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, to the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws near." Wait on the Lord. Pray. Police your children. Monitor what they are seeing on television or reading in books or magazines, what they are watching in movies. All of those things have subliminal messages trying to get them to accept the New World Order and one world satanic religion. All of them promote Satanism and witchcraft. Monitor what their interests are. Pray for your children. Pray for young adults. Monitor what you see and what you read in the media. One of the techniques of predictive programming is to use high drama. And by means of high drama, your emotional involvement in it passively receives the message that they're trying to put through. And so, we are constantly being programmed through all forms of media, magazines, cartoons, television, movies. It all is set up purposely and intentionally to program you through repetitive ideas, repetition of words, repetition of images, all of which imprint on the brain. It's a dangerous world out there, folks, and that's why we need Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who needs to come and to put an end to all of this. The only new world order that is going to exist is that of Jesus Christ himself. Only he will bring true order out of chaos. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." Young people need to know there is hope, and that hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this reason was Jesus Christ manifest, to destroy the works of the devil." He is not a God who fails, and he has a great plan for your future, but you must receive him first into your heart, that he may work it out in you and through you. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if not, shouldn't you? Why not? He is the Son of the living God. Jesus said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father, for the Father and I are one. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." If Jesus has a way into your heart, he has a way out of your circumstances. No such thing as cleaning yourself up and going to God. No, we have to go to God just as we are, and God will clean us up. Today, is as good a time as any. Because if Jesus has a way into your heart, he's got a way out of your circumstances, and he wants to bless you. And he will prove himself to you that he is a living spirit person, willing to fellowship with you and walk with you through life and bless you. Pray this prayer aloud right now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins, Jesus will do all of the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion. Get Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the evidence of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.